Let's talk now about generating energy in a pretty unique way. If there is one thing there is lots and lots of at a zoo, it is manure. And that's why the Detroit Zoo turned to Michigan State University researcher Dana Kirk to help it turn all that poo into power. The key is an anaerobic digester. It creates clean energy from organic waste. Dana Kirk is back with us again. He's an assistant professor of biosystems and agricultural engineering at Michigan State University. That's where he manages the Anaerobic Digestion Research and Education Center. Dana, welcome. That's quite a mouthful.
It is. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the Detroit Zoo and anaerobic digestion again.
Yes, you were with us in 2013, I remember, talking about your work. And I think first, before we talk about the zoo, let's get a quick refresher course. Just what is an anaerobic digester?
Anaerobic digester, it is the process of converting organic waste, could be animal manure, could be yard waste, could be food waste, into natural gas or methane. It does take a little time, and so typically our anaerobic digesters are going to run 20 days or more to convert material into biogas or methane, as I said. So it happens in an environment that does not have oxygen. When we don't have oxygen and we break down organic material, we can produce methane, and that's an energy source for us.
So what did the zoo ask of you when they approached you?
So when we started back in 2012 with the zoo, it began by just screening the animal manures from the zoo to say, you know, will this break down biologically and will it produce methane? And the original testing showed that, yes, it was degradable. We could break it down anaerobically, and it did produce methane, very similar to what we'd expect from cow manure or swine manure. From there, we went into kind of a advisory role with the zoo, looking at what technologies would be best used at the zoo or most appropriate and how that would fit into kind of their infrastructure and their management of the animal manures or the animal waste, and then helping to advise their engineers and construction team on, you know, designing and constructing the digester. Once the system was built, we had a graduate student devoted to monitoring the operation of the digester. Again, being one of only two zoo-based digesters worldwide, not a lot of knowledge base, you know, kind of out there as far as how this type of system will work and react, and there's really a lot of room for further understanding it and optimizing it. And so the student, you know, monitored the system there, but also ran smaller digesters here on campus using the same material, but tweaking different operational parameters to kind of improve the gas production, speed the process up, get cleaner methane out of the digester.
So it's like a great big laboratory, but it's actually working in the real world. And so here we are 6 years after the zoo first approached you. What's it doing? What's the digester doing? How much power does it create for the Detroit Zoo, and what building is it powering?
The system is about, we've been operating it for about a year. They're just getting set to commission the electrical generation here probably in the next month or so. So come the end of September, the zoo should be taking the animal manure, making methane out of it, using the methane to make electricity, and powering parts of the administration complex there at the zoo.
It really does sound like win-win-win all around, because what were they doing with all that waste beforehand?
Historically, they have been sending it for compost. Mm. That still happens, but before it goes to compost, they're able to extract the energy out of it, create that renewable energy source, and also, you know, derive some benefits from less methane and other greenhouse gases escaping and getting to the atmosphere. So it is a win-win-win.
How much animal waste, can you give us an idea, might be used in, I don't know, what period of time? What are we talking about? Give us an idea how much manure it's going to take to power the buildings.
The zoo system is, you know, when we look at it kind of on a commercial setting, is rather small, but it is using about 500 tons a year of animal manures and bedding, which is, you know, it's great. It makes really good compost at the end. They're also working on their food service to do some food waste diversion and collect more and more of their food waste from the zoo. And so I think that's about 50 tons a year that they're able to divert and put into the digester. So overall, we're processing about 550 tons a year. The digester is four different batches, and so each batch is going to take between 30 and 40 days to process.
This is fascinating stuff. I'm wondering, Dana, can you use manure from any animal, or are there differences between, let's say, herbivores and carnivores?
There are differences. The different diets just change the composition of the manure. So a carnivore is going to have more nitrogen in the manure because its diet is based more on protein, whereas an herbivore is going to have more carbon and less nitrogen. In the case of the zoo, we're using primarily the hoof stock, so primarily the herbivores. The other materials we're not using at this time because, again, there's that research question. You know, are there pathogens, are there parasites that could be in the manure that might make their way through the system, you know, through the digester, through compost? And so since the end product is going to be used as a fertilizer, we want to make sure that it's a safe fertilizer. And so until additional research can be done, anything that's really questionable as far as having a potential to spread pathogens or parasites is being excluded from the system and handled differently.
So through this partnership with the zoo, what's the next question in your mind for digesters?
Well, I think, you know, stepping away from the zoo but looking at digesters, you know, the real focus nationally is how do we move organic materials from a waste into a resource. And so instead of putting our food waste in garbage cans and throwing it out with the general trash, can we capture that material? Can we use it in a digester or at a camp compost facility to, again, kind of go closed circle on that and recycle it and recover that carbon and nitrogen and phosphorus as fertilizer, but can we also make energy out of it? And so I think, you know, there's a lot of movement to looking at organic waste now, not as a waste, but really as a resource, and trying to develop the infrastructure around converting that material into value-added materials as opposed to just, you know, the garbage that we normally think of it as.
Meantime, then, this big laboratory, if you will, of the Detroit Zoo, that's going to be going online this fall?
The last phase of it is, which is electrical generation. Like I said, the digester has been producing biogas and compost for about a year now, and the zoo actually with Earth Day had a giveaway where they gave compost from the digester away. And so it's just that last phase of the electrical generation is going to go online, and then it will be a full-service waste-to-resource facility.
Dana Kirk manages the Anaerobic Digestion Research and Education Center at Michigan State University. Dana and his team recently partnered with the Detroit Zoo over a number of years, putting in the digester in the Detroit Zoo, which you say is only the second in the world?
Only the second in the world behind Munich, Germany.
Very cool. We'll be watching for that. Dana, thanks for sharing your work with us. It's always fascinating.
Good. Thank you. And thank you for the time.